Robbie, what are you doing?
Chip asked me why mirrors make reflections, and I was just seeing if I told him the right thing.
Oh. Did you tell him?
Yeah, but now he's got me to worry. In the mirror, I'm backwards.
Of course. You mean tell me it's taken you 15 years to come to that conclusion?
Well, sure, but if the mirror reverses me from left to right, how come it doesn't reverse me from top to bottom?
Well, Robbie, it... Look, just because Chip gets you involved in this sort of thing doesn't mean you have to involve me.
Well, if I don't, how am I going to know the answer when Chip asks me?
How do you know he's going to ask you?
Well, every time I teach him something he doesn't know...
Hey, look, will you get off my bed, or at least take your shoes off?
Every time I teach him something he doesn't know, he knows as much as I know, and then he asks me stuff that I don't know.
Why don't you tell him you don't know?
Are you kidding? That poor little dumb kid looks up to me. What good's an older brother if he's just as ignorant as you are?
Well, you can tell him you're going to find out.
That's what I'm trying to do, Dad.
Look, Robbie, there are other sources of information besides me, you know. Like books.
Gee, Dad, I don't have time to read. I'm too busy studying.
Goodbye, Robbie. I have a little work to do.
Okay, but believe me, when I'm a father, I won't deny my kids a little cheap knowledge.
Knowledge is never cheap, Robbie, which you will find out when you get in college. Or at least I will.
Well, if it's so expensive, why don't you just get me started now? And by the time I get to college, look how much money I'll be saving you.
Come on, Robbie, you don't want knowledge. You just like the idea of Chip's thinking you're a hero.
All right, Dad. When Chip asks me about the mirrors, I'll just tell him that nobody around here knows the answer. Just like the boy who cried wolf.
What's the kid who cried wolf got to do with this?
Well, I keep asking you, and you won't tell me. Pretty soon you'll want to tell me something, and I won't be asking.
Oh. Okay, come on, you win. Now, what was the question? It's been so long since you asked.
Well, if the mirror reverses me from left to right, how come it won't reverse me from top to bottom?
Oh. Well, as a matter of fact, the mirror doesn't always reverse everything. I just happen to know a very clever little mysterious verse which defies the power of the mirror. Here, just made it. Now, come over here to the mirror. I'll read it.
My oath, my vow, my motto to...
My motto to.
My motto to. I aim twixt myth with... To outwit you.
Twixt myth to outwit you. All right, now read it in the mirror.
Gosh, it reads the same in the mirror. Dad, how do you do things like that?
Well, I'm sure by the time Chip gets around to asking that question, you'll have to figure it out.
Are you kidding? I don't have to. I don't have to figure out anything with a father as smart as you are.
Hey, now, wait a minute.
Robbie taught me.
Ha, huh, call that play. My brother Hal could do that with his toes.
So could Robbie, and he plays the trumpet, too.
With his toes?
Sure, Robbie can do anything.
He can't either.
He can, too.
Cannot.
Want to make a bet?
Quiet. Yeah.
How much?
The secret word for today is quiet.
Okay, so she said I was cute and handsome. Now, what else?
He can't either.
That's about there.
He told us all about reflections, didn't he?
So what? My brother could have fooled us more.
So what?
And play the piano better, too.
Robbie will show you, won't you, Robbie?
Oh, yeah, I was... reflections may be a little hard for you guys to understand, but I have a little verse here that's
See,
understand.
He can't do it.
He can too, can't you, Robbie?
Yeah, but you have to listen. Now, this verse won't reverse.
Come on, Robbie, show
what I mean
him.
Is
he
when
can.
You put it frontwards and then it
oh,
comes
yeah,
out backwards.
Oh, yeah, fun.
You guys, listen to me.
I said.
Well, like I said before...
Quiet!
She said I was quiet. Oh, quite. Quite brilliant. Well, that's more like it. And then what?
Now, how can I tell you about mirrors?
Can't you explain after you play the piano for Sudsy?
Yeah, but... Piano?
See, he's trying to get out of it.
He is not.
Yes, too.
He's not.
Yeah.
Look, I'm not going to play any piano for Sudsy. Here I go to a lot of work for you and you're not even interested.
See?
You just don't ask me any more questions again, you hear?
See?
Okay, you win, Sudsy. I guess Harold is better than Robbie.
I told you.
Who's Harold?
He used to play the piano real well, but I guess he forgot how to.
He's a
what do you mean,
he used to know how. He used to know how. He used to know how.
I used to know how. I still know how. I still know how to play the piano, but I got better things to do than... Okay, I'll play the piano.
Oh, boy, great. Come on, Robbie, let's go.
Betty, yes.
Why would she like the way I laugh?
How much you want to bet?
I'll bet all the money I got.
Let's all yell and make a lot of noise. Everybody else now and make a lot of noise. Whoopee! Ay-yi-yi! Now you get out of here.
Bob Robbie's just going to play the piano for us.
Play it someplace else. Come on, out.
No.
Look, get out. You're hurting Bugs.
Come on, don't sit there.
What are you talking about, Bugs?
Talking about you. Get out of here.
You're playing the piano.
Your father's trying to work. How can he work on all this din and noise? Get out. I'll see you later. Those darn kids. All I want to do today is make noise. Things have changed since I was a kid. If I'd have made a noise like that, I'd have been tossed right out of the house.
Conceited? What does she mean, conceited? Well, I don't think I'm much better than any other popular guy in school.
Our piano's right in there.
Mother, you sure your mother lets people play?
Why not? She plays it all the time.
Yeah, go ahead, Robbie. Show 'em.
Sure doesn't look much like our piano.
Huh, great play. My brother Harold could do that with his nose.
So could Robbie.
Okay.
Play something loud and fast.
Okay, Chip.
What he hit so hard he broke it.
It's a pretty weak piano.
My brother Hal never broke any keys.
Well, that's because my brother's stronger than your brother.
Well, my brother just knows enough not to break things.
Well, my brother knows more than that. He knows how to fix things after he breaks them.
Well, my brother can fix things even if someone else breaks them.
So what? Prove it.
Well, he's not here right now.
That's just an excuse. Robbie can fix it, can't you, Robbie? Robbie?
He's not here either.
Did you call me, Robbie?
Yeah.
Oh, say, I've marked these books for you that ought to help up that reflection problem. Robbie, don't stand on the piano. At least take your shoes off. What are you doing anyway? Did you lose something down in there?
Not exactly in here, Dad.
Well, then what are you doing?
I'm just trying to find out how this thing works, Dad.
Robbie, one thing you must learn is to solve one problem at a time and then go on to the next one. Now, with these books and the encyclopedia here, let's see.
Naval Reserve to Orleans. Yes, optical will be in there. Robbie.
Yeah? Well, did you lose something, Dad?
Yes, you. About this reflection business. Sit down, Robbie.
But gee, Dad, I promised Chip that I'd
now,
find out
how... Wait a minute. You see? Trying to be a hero to Chip, pretending you know something when you really don't, can get you into trouble. Now, I've helped you find the answers this time, but the next time you're on your own.
Dad, Chip and Sudsy,
the next time you have a problem, Rob, remember what every true scientist knows. That to get the right answer, you must ask the right questions. And you can't possibly ask the right questions unless you do a lot of studying. You must know the problem from the inside out.
That's what I'm trying to do, Dad.
Now, here, you take these books and go up to your room or something that goes quiet and do some studying. Being a hero takes a lot of work, you know.
But, Dad, all
these... Come on, run along, Rob. I've spent half the afternoon on this reflection thing.
All right, but I don't see how knowing about mirrors is going to help me ask the right questions about a piano.
Back to work.
See, I told you Robbie'd fix up this old piano.
Yeah, but is he fixing it up or is he fixing it down? Or tearing it down? Or tearing it up?
Let's just flap right over and flap right back, see? Pretty neat, huh? Yep. Now. See, boy? Nothing to it if you know how. See that, boys? Nothing to it. Just gotta know your pianos, that's all. Problem is to study it from the inside out.
We sure got the inside down now.
On the table over there for me, will you?
Boy, if my mother came home right now, she'd faint.
Photography, here. Photosynthesis, Phylogeny. The evolutionary history of an animal or a plant species. Family or larger group.
If he doesn't fix them by the time my mother gets home, she may never let me play with you again.
She will, too.
Well, nah.
She will, too.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah?
Chip again, and she's gonna spank you, and then when she tells my dad what happened, I'm gonna get... Dad. Hey, Chip and Sudsy, why don't you go out to the garage and bring me some more tools, huh?
Huh. Sounds pretty good. Yeah, it just shows you. You run into a problem, you don't know the answer, look it up. I'll get the phone, Bob.
Okay, I'll get the back door.
Hello.
Hello, Dad. Remember what you said when we were talking today about how a scientist has to be able to analyze things from the inside out to be able to ask the right questions?
Yes, Robbie, what is it now?
Well, I did what you said. I've been studying the problem and I really got to the bottom of it.
Good. It goes to show you, those books really helped, didn't they?
Yeah, Dad. In fact, I'm using them right now. But I need to ask a couple questions.
Oh, now look, Rob, I told you the next time you ran into a problem, you were going to have to... Well, I'll help you once more.
It was the most marvelous recital I've ever attended. Mm. I just can't wait to get home and try some of the numbers on my own piano. Mm-hmm. I hope Sudsy, hasn't been too much trouble.
No trouble at all, Mrs. Pfeiffer. I haven't even seen him in the last couple of hours.
Oh, dear, you haven't seen him. I hope...
Now, don't worry. They're with Robbie, and he won't let him get in trouble.
Oh, I'll just trot on there. When you see Sudsy, send him home.
I'll do it.
Well, Rob, you're talking about the action. Now, you see, when you press down on the key, the hammer is actuated by a lever called the hopper or jack. It has a little spring on it.
A little spring on it. Gosh, Jed, you describe things so well, I can...
That's just a little engineering problem, Rob. You might like to know, Rob, that the first upright piano, like we have in the living room here, was invented by a man named John Isaac Hawkins. As he lived in Philadelphia and invented the piano about the year 1800. He was also an engineer. Isn't that interesting? I mean, isn't that interesting?
What? Is there anything you don't know?
If you're talking to Robbie, tell him Mrs. Pfeiffer is on her way home and wants Sudsy.
You're a genius.
Oh, Rob, I wouldn't go so far as to say that. It's just something I happen to read someplace.
Okay, Dad.
Oh, Rob, tell Sudsy his mother's coming home and she wants him for something, will you?
I may have to call you again if I run into trouble, because on her way home... Bye, Dad.
Mother?
Pfeiffer?
She just left our house on the way home. There's no time to put it back together.
How much time do you need?
I don't know. 6 minutes. 5 minutes. Give me 4 minutes.
Not even my brother could do that.
Jeepers, if you can put it together in 4 minutes, you really are a genius.
I don't even have 1 minute. Here she comes now.
Maybe we can stop her.
Yeah.
How?
I don't know.
I must pick up my groceries and go into the house to cook dinner. What have you two been up to?
Nothing much. We've just been studying how mirrors work.
Just like your brother Harold. Did you find out how they work?
Partly, only we don't understand why they turn things backwards.
Backwards?
In a mirror, left is right, and right is left.
It is? That's perfectly simple to explain. Of course, in a mirror, everything's backwards. That's just the way things are, and there's nothing anyone can do about it.
How come the mirror won't turn this verse backwards?
My motto, too, I aim twixt myth to outwit you. Oh, no. You won't outwit me that easily. No. What do you mean? Heavens! It even reads the same from the back side of the paper.
It's just the way my brother Robbie writes things.
Just like Harold. I'm just dying to try out some new numbers.
Hey, wait, Miss Pfeiffer.
But I haven't time to play capture the flag.
Look out, Robbie! Here she comes!
I have to cook dinner!
Mom, I want to show you something.
Robbie!
Sorry, Robbie.
Jeepers, you really are a genius.
You must be to write verses like this. You better explain it to the boys, because I can't.
I don't think I have time, Miss Pfeiffer.
Wait a second, Robbie. I want you to say something.
Good heavens.
Chip and I better get on home now, Miss Pfeiffer.
How in the world did that happen?
What happened?
morning, that note was completely dead. Thought I was going to have a big repair bill. As good as new. Got well all by itself.
All that work and I didn't even break it.
Yeah, you sure fixed it.
Oh?
He had that old piano all over this room. Just to fix one little key.
Why, Robbie, you really are a genius.
Well, it's just that when I find something that's broken, I kind of get kind of nervous-like until I find out what's wrong.
Wonderful, Harold. Oh, Robbie, why don't you sit down for a few minutes? I have some ice cream and cake in the kitchen.
Hey,
thanks a lot, Miss Pfeiffer.
This clock hasn't run in months. I don't want to take advantage of you, but would you mind looking at it, Robbie? And if you really enjoy fixing things, the TV needs attention.
I really don't.
And the garbage disposal is making a terrible noise for some reason.
If we have a garbage disposal.
And I just have to have someone tune up my dryer.
Your dryer? Mrs. Pfeiffer, wait. Please. You have to know the truth. It's my father who's the genius.
Oh, come on now, Robbie.
I mean, he's the one who wrote the verse. And he's the one who told me how to fix the piano.
But you fixed it.
Yeah, but he knows all about the history of piano and stuff like that, and he can rattle it right off like he's reading it from a book. In fact, there's nothing you can ask him that he can't answer.
Excuse me,
In fact, he can even...
Here!
Hey, what... Larson 06719, is that your number?
Yes, ma'am, but I... What am I supposed to do with all this stuff? Hey, what you tell
exactly what I told Pastor Lunson. The church has had so many added expenses this year. The new rug for the Sunday school department. The roof in the sanctuary leaks like a sieve. And now the pipe organ.
It sounds like it might be a pretty expensive proposition. They'll probably have to dismantle the whole organ.
Well, I assured the poor soul that help would come from somewhere.
Well, when you put it that way, I'd hardly say I was a genius.
Oh, come now, Mr. Douglas, you're just being modest.
Yes, you are.
Oh, yes, you are.
I'll take a look at it. It might just be some little thing.
That's exactly what I told Pastor Lundquist, poor man.
Well, all right, then. I'll see you there at 6 o'clock. Fine. No, it's no imposition at all. It's a pleasure. Yeah, all right. Goodbye. Well.
Hello, Mrs. Lundquist. Is the pastor there? Yes, I am.
Look, if your brother Harold's so great, why hasn't he fixed all this stuff?
Harold? How can he when he's at MIT?
MIT?
Massachusetts Institute of Technology. He was Phi Beta Kappa when he was 19.
Here we are. Organs pipe. Large organs around 1910. That's about the year. Had up to 15,000 pipes in nearly 200 stops.
Well, I think I have just the man for you. He'll solve all your problems with the organ. He knows everything about music. He knows the history of piano. He knows how to fix all kinds of instruments.
1,250... 32,850. Bob, do you have Mrs. Pfeiffer's telephone number?